is collective bargaining between the University of West Florida Board of Trustees and the United Faculty of Florida Chapter, University of West Florida. It is August 23rd, 2017, and I'm Mike Manimore.
I'm Chris Andernash.
Daniel Pace.
John Fink.
Brian Damian.
Kim Liddell.
Dan Lucas.
Pam Weindel.
Baron Dickinson.
So, for your consideration today, we have two revised articles. We have an Article 3 and an Article 25. Both of them have a little bit of a different aspect to them. I'm going to start with Article 3.
There's Dean.
And Dean
Bolt's going
to
file on.
Dean, introduce yourself since we've just done the recordings.
That's the name.
Yeah. Dean DeBolt is here.
I don't think you heard.
Okay. Now, this is our approach to this. I'm going to explain globally. Is that we are going to provide a bank of FTE of release time, and you can use it in any semester that you want. So we're offering a 1 3/4, 1.75 FTE, that's the offer. You could give it to whoever you want in any semester you want. Now, we also changed the language on H, on the next page. That's the four consecutive academic years, because it used to be for either or both semesters, meaning if you took release time only in the summer, that wouldn't kick in. But since we're giving you a bank of 1.75, and you can use it in any semester that you want, we changed that to anybody who uses release time in any semester during four consecutive academic years would then have the cap apply.
For the 1.75 for the academic year component, what is the mathematical for the summer? 3.75 is the FTE, right? The summer, of course, is calculated as 3.75, right? What is the numerical calculation for the academic year?
Well, I think it's point. I think each course is 0.25.
So it's 0.25, because what we have in the summer, in our summer calculations, right? It's 0.375 is how a summer course is calculated, like in the summer, right? Right now we have 0.25 in the summer, but that's not a full course, right? So if you're a 9-month faculty member and you teach in the summertime, if you teach two classes, that comes out to 0.75, and then the 0.25 brings it up to a full 1.0.
Well, the language in the contract that exists says, for the purposes of summer, a 0.25 FTE equals a 10-hour per week workload for 13 weeks, so I don't know how that equates to what you're saying.
Okay, so what, right now, in the summer, it's not in this article, it's in the other article. But one course in the summertime is equal to 0.375, a full-time course, right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm asking is, what is in the academic year, the FTE equivalent of a course, if it's going to be a 1.7 total?
A 1.75?
Yeah,
it's going to be, I think that a release is 0.25.
Okay.
Of course, releases are that too far.
Yeah. So when you say 1.75, you're essentially looking at that as seven courses over the course of fall, spring, total, fall, spring, and summer.
Correct.
Right.
And so and all this is negotiable, but this is sort of a different approach. I mean, I think you wanted some more flexibility in what you were putting on the table.
Okay.
And so this is, we would rather kind of not have it all in summer and not.
Okay, sure.
So, okay, so that's our approach on Article 3. We have a new, revised Article 25 for your consideration. There's one change to this article from the version that we gave you the last time we met. And the one change is that we have on page 2, it should be 25.4 instead of 25.34. It's not that we skipped 31 gotcha. Article sections that are to come later. That should be 25.4. And that is added, and that is a CPIU increase for 1819.
Okay.
And there's one thing I want to point out, which is sort of this goes along with the understanding that in 1819 you'll still be able to reopen wages.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said, we've added a new wrinkle to the COLA, which is at E, which is a cap, which is that the COLA will not exceed 2%. We'll give you up to 2% of a COLA. So if a COLA exceeds 2%, it's going to be 2%. But bear in mind, you're still able to come and talk about wages.
Mm-hmm.
So if, now, the reason why we're doing that is, and I'll get more information to you. It's kind of probably not necessary for us to get into it now because it's not something that is really impactful on this year's negotiations. But we have some financial outlook over the next couple of years so that things might not be, we might not have as resources in 2021 that we have now. So to commit to a COLA in that year, we felt like we needed to have some kind of assurance that it would not be something that we couldn't afford. Obviously, we don't know what the economy would be like, but the COLA could be much less than 2%, or the COLA could be higher than 2%. We could have runaway inflation.
Why don't fix it at 2%?
This is not a counter-control poll. I'm asking for a point of clarification. So in putting the cap on it at 2%, was there also discussion about having a minimum as well, right? Like counterbalancing that with like a 1% minimum. So
well,
it came in that, less than that.
We didn't consider that, but if that's proposed, we'd certainly consider it.
Consider. Okay. That's something that we'll
yeah. Because the administration likes the idea of these calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about many times that there's financial and stress benefits in having clear budgeting ahead of time.
Yeah. That's all we have. Okay. Now, I know that last time we talked about some new language for how we would handle the instructors' lectures. And we're still working on that. We're close to it. We didn't want to bring something that was not complete to the table. We are very confident that we will have something complete by our next bargaining session, which I think is the 7th.
Yeah.
And what we intend to do is to provide it to you in advance of the 7th. So when you come in on the 7th, you'll actually see
have
it.
A chance to respond.
Yeah, you'll be able to respond quickly.
Okay. And you and I communicated a little bit about scheduling, but any time on the 7th and 14th is fine at the 2 o'clock or the 11 o'clock. I know, Christina, you have some questions about schedule, about venue. So I'm pretty flexible on that. Okay, well, we'll caucus on this.
Okay, any other questions?
That's all. No
any,
questions.
Anybody have anything they'd like to say?
All right, good. Well, thank you. Can we be across the hall?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now would be good.
Okay. Kyle Waslebeck is here.
Okay. Thank you guys for these proposals. I think we're close on a lot of these. We had actually already prepared a 25, just because you guys had still went forward last time. So we thought, I think we're close on all these things. We go ahead and present what we had prepared previous to the meeting, but know also that we're flexible with some of the things that you guys have proposed.
Okay, good.
I'm going to do just to kind of walk you through it, very similar things. We've picked up your guys' language about the the non-recurring wage action. Being sort of perfectly fair bonus, good bonus based on our metrics. One small change in that. In I, under C, the initial language you guys had in there said it based on satisfactory evaluations, right? You know, so, and that's I think boilerplate language that was sent out to the university campus. Satisfactory isn't a specific term in faculty evaluation, so that would potentially cause a lot of questions about what does satisfactory mean, right? So we've defined satisfactory as have achieved a dean's overall rating of good or better in their most recent evaluation.
Okay.
And that sort of stuff. So we just clarified what satisfactory means in faculty terms.
Okay.
So one of the things we've also proposed the COLA increase for 2018-2019. If you notice, one of the things that we are proposing, where previously, as you know, the bargaining teams have had different positions about the CPIU calculation, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, December to December, average to average, right? Mm-hmm. Now that is, on our end, is currently moving forward in arbitration. Mm-hmm. We think there's a way maybe to resolve that amendably, without having to go forward with arbitration.
Okay. Right?
So what we've proposed is clarifying for the March 2018, when we already negotiated, that would specifically be average to average, and that by putting forward the 2018-2019 increase also at an average to average amount.
Okay.
If you're consistent with those over, you know, this amount of time, they work themselves out. So we would be willing to also to withdraw the arbitration. Okay. Right, if this is consistent through that.
Okay.
Now, we could also look at minimums and maximums, those sort of things that you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Within the structure. And then the only other thing that we included in here was including, as we talked about before, on the 2018, the 1% to the 2% to make those faculty whole, that's the recapturing of the increase of the associate professor by 4%, right? It went up from 9% to 13%. Previously, the university had committed to 3% bringing those faculty up, and we had talked about picking up that final 1% to make those faculty whole, right? So we've proposed that in 25.5B.
So we're apart on 25.5B,
right?
By 1%.
This would be to bring both of those levels completely equal, right? Because the assistant to the associate increase went up from 9% to 13%, right? Mm-hmm. A couple of sessions ago.
Okay.
We are sensitive to the argument that you don't want to change things that you've already bargained, right? Mm-hmm. And we had previously discussed that as potentially into the future, like 2019, maybe picking up that final 1%. The reason that we've had it here is that we want to try and contain everything within that next year that we put forward as well. But we are sensitive to that argument about not changing things as well that we previously bargained.
Okay.
But those are the only changes that we have. And we've included in there brackets saying that the promotion increases might be subject to change depending upon where we end up with the structural issue.
I'll bookmark for that. All right. Does anybody have any questions? I guess time for applause.
Real quick, we've got our three actually.
All good. Let me have it.
Okay. We went back last time after the Article 3 that you guys put forward. And what we thought that did some reconsidering based on the proposal that you all put forward last time. What we are proposing here is we've picked up the previous proposal that you guys put forward,
okay,
with the total of the 1.0 in the for the summer. Mm-hmm. And we have included language that that describes how that can be broken down among up to three faculty members in increments of 0.25 or 0.375.
Okay.
Right. So we talked about that. And then the only addition that we have in there besides this is basically a reset on the four-year clock. Right. We've kept that four-year clock language in, but we've said any release time received by faculty members under this section prior to 2017-18 will not count against the four-year consecutive academic years limit. Right?
Okay.
So it gives us a reset on that.
When you say reset, Jonathan, you mean you go back to zero?
Did you go back to zero? Yeah. Any accrued prior to now, right? You'd be reset. Anyone who is currently receiving it's just. Myself, Daniel, and Rainey, right, who's received release time this year, would have a clock set back to zero.
And start the 4 years over.
Yeah, start the 4 years. That's a proposal.
We try to keep the band together.
Yeah, I understand. does anybody have any questions about that?
And as we said last time, we would also be willing to sign the Article 19 you guys proposed with the changes to the annual leave buyout in connection to this.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to take a pause. And we'll be right back.
We hope so.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to allow us to have that caucus. I don't think we have any additional questions. I think we understand what's being proposed.
Okay.
I know that we need to meet at least on the 7th before we can conclude our negotiations, so we're going to bring this back and consider where I think the number of issues that remain are becoming relatively small.
Mm-hmm. Outside for instructor lecturer Montenegro.
Yeah. But you know, even on that, I feel confident that we're going to be able to cut through that pretty quickly because we've had a lot of talk about that. And the concept that we're going to bring to you is not going to be particularly. It was not going to be
disruptive.
Something that we haven't talked about in the past and thought about in the past.
Okay.
Anything else?
No. All right. The 7th it is. See you later.
We want
2 o'clock.
Okay.
The 7th.
Okay.
And to be clear, y'all are going to be submitting stuff to us this next time in response.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just make sure we have the paper going the correct way.
Before you leave, mm-hmm. I know you and maybe Jason there are handling the Toby Engel case.